Yes, I'm in New York for this CSW, or Commission on the Status of Women, the 60th edition. It is about exploring ways to empower women economically, as well as to ensure gender equality between men and women, girls and boys. This meeting takes place every year here at the United Nations in New York.
What is coming out, especially from the women's delegation from Zimbabwe? What are some of the challenges that women in Zimbabwe are facing that they would like to see resolved?
We know that in 2015, the world signed the Sustainable Goals, which is also known as the Agenda 2030. And so Zimbabwe is also one of the countries that signed those Sustainable Goals. And under the Sustainable Goals, one of the issues that are coming out clearly is issues of gender equality. Equality and access to opportunities equally between men and women, girls and boys, and also the issues of gender-based violence is a key issue that's coming out. Issues also that are coming out is an issue of economic empowerment for girls and young women, women and the youth. It's something that is really coming out to say we need women and the young people, especially the young women, to be economically empowered to get opportunities and access to opportunities. Another key issue that's coming out is the need to fund the Sustainable Development Goals, because if they are not funded, it also simply means that we do not have such much change that's expected to happen in the next 15 years. And many people have been questioning, why are we having another agenda? We had the MDGs, which sometimes people think that they failed, but also we are now setting another Sustainable Development Goals for the next 15 years. It's a good thing to have Sustainable Development Goals. However, funding is a key to the realization of those goals. So we need for the government to stop the rhetoric of just coming together and signing papers, but also to deliberately fund issues that relate to girls and young women.